saving power of our Lord. And he has a very, very powerful message for us this morning. And he was so willing to come and to talk to us and share and to give his testimony. Vincent worships at the New Hope. And he runs a restaurant called The Grinds. And this morning he was just telling me that there were some hard times. But maybe he'll go into that a little bit. I don't know. But he also ended up opening a second one. And it's in the State Public Health Building. And he's operating the cafeteria. Now, I know we'll be cutting into some of the study time, Vincent. But please feel comfortable to take your time and tell us about what has happened in your life. Vincent Kwan.
Good morning. My name is Vincent Kwan, and I am a servant of God. But you know, that hasn't always been the case. In fact, for most of my adult life, I was a dope addict. I was addicted to crystal meth. For 15 years, I struggled with this disease. It had gotten so bad in my life that I actually had to smoke just to keep my eyes open. I had to smoke just to hold a conversation with you. I was down to about 95 pounds in body weight. I was just a shell of a man. In fact, I used to have to smoke in the mornings just to get up, just to be normal, just to feel normal. That's how bad my addiction was. Back in October of 2004, my wife and I got into a fight, one of a thousand fights. And her crying had never ever affected me like the way it did that night. In fact, her crying usually egged me on. It got me more mad. It usually egged me on to do worse. But that night she was crying out to God. She was crying out to the Lord. She raised up her hands and said, God, God, help me. Help us through this. Help me. You know, I vividly remember when she was doing that. I vividly remember thinking, you know, what God are you crying out to? If there was a God, do you think your husband would be on drugs? If there was a God, would our family be so in such turmoil? If there was a God, I vividly remember asking myself that. I went into the shower that night, and at that time, I didn't know what came over me. But as I was taking a shower, I started to break down myself. You know, I started crying, and I started crying out to God. You know, I started to have a conversation with God. I said, you know what, God, I can't do this on my own. I mean, I've been struggling with this for 15 years. I can't even get up in the mornings without smoking. You gotta heal me or kill me. I can't do this any longer. You have to heal me or kill me. And that night I repented. You know, I didn't know what repenting was, but I told God, I asked for forgiveness. I said, you know, I am so sorry for living my life the way I lived it. And I repented that night. I asked for forgiveness and I asked for healing. The next morning I got up and started to get ready, started to wash my face, brush my teeth, started to get ready to go back out. What I usually do, go back out on the street to peddle my dope. As I was brushing my teeth that morning, something came over me. I mean, something wasn't right. Something didn't feel right. So I went back into the bedroom, and that's when I realized I hadn't picked up my ice pipe. I hadn't smoked that morning. You know what? Talk about fear. I mean, talk about knowing the Lord, having an encounter with the Lord. I knew right away it was God. I knew right away that I was healed. I knew right away that God had touched my life. In one second, a disease that I could not get over for 15 years, he healed me in one millisecond. You know, many people, and I've been clean for now over 2 years now. And, you know, since then, many people have heard my story, heard my testimony, and many people think that I'm the hero of this story. You know, I'm here to tell you I'm not. But in fact, there are three heroes in this story. Hero number one is, of course, the obvious, God. God totally transformed my life. He transformed my speech, the way I talk. He's transformed the way I think. He's transformed my heart. He's made my family whole again. I mean, He's totally transformed me. Hero number two is my wife. My wife and I have been together for over 15 years. She never gave up on me. In fact, it was her crying out to God that saved my life. Hero number three, Stephen Gomez, a good friend of mine. And we'll get back to him in a minute. But, you know, when I first sobered up, I couldn't get a job. I mean, here I was, 33 years old, no job experience, no college degree, no nothing. I just had a police record about twice as big as me. You know what I mean? I was a guy that nobody would take a second look at. Now, in God's eyes, I was a new creature. I was born again. But to the world, I was still a person not worth investing in. You know, literally, I remember knocking on dozens and dozens of doors. I mean, just begging them for jobs, a job. I had three kids at home. I had a wife to support. I was no longer dealing drugs. I mean, there was no way that I could, nobody wanted to give me a chance. In fact, I remember going to Zippy's and literally begging them to give me a job. Let me sweep your floors. Let me do something. Let me make a living in a godly way. Nobody would take that chance. You know, without a job and not knowing what to do, I asked God. I said, God, you know, you took me out of that mire. What am I supposed to do? Well, you know, nobody wants to give me a chance here. What am I supposed to do? You know, His reply was simple. He said, go start a business. You can imagine now, he says to start a business, but not any business. He says to start a restaurant. Not any restaurant, but a restaurant that's going to hire recovering addicts like myself. Now, can you imagine my surprise? Start a restaurant. I mean, I burn instant I'm in. Start a restaurant. You got to be kidding me, right? And where am I going to get the money for this? Where am I going to get the financing to start a restaurant? I don't even have a job. Because of the lifestyle that I had lived for so many years, you can imagine my financial credit, my credit report. I mean, most banks would have taken a look at my credit report with my bankruptcy and with no income stated, and they probably would have burned it. Now, this is where our hero number three comes in, Stephen Gomez. Steve Gomez is a bank manager at First Hawaiian Bank, but Steve Gomez is a Christian bank manager at First Hawaiian Bank. We met together serving on the tech team at New Hope Leeward. Now, serving with him weekly, week in and week out, he got to know me a little bit. He got to know my heart. He knew that I loved the Lord with all my heart. He knew who I attributed my being well to. He knew my love for the Lord. So he had faith in me. He put trust in me. But most importantly, he put his trust in God. So when God said to okay a loan that I requested from Him, He was obedient. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9, verse 10, now He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You know, Steve Gomez, by being obedient to God's calling, gave seed to the sower. At my restaurant, we not only minister to our employees who are recovering addicts, we talk into the lives of every customer that walks in through our doors. We literally get to talk to hundreds of people a week about the love of Jesus Christ. And that's what we do at the restaurant. That is the heart of Grinds. Steve truly, truly, truly enlarged the harvest. I mean, wow, think about this for a minute now, guys. By giving seeds to the sower, Steve Gomez, what he essentially did was to enlarge the kingdom. The very thing that Jesus Christ commands us to do. You know, Steve Gomez has not only okayed a loan for me to start a business, but he meets with me every Thursday night to do Bible study. He patiently mentors me. He listens to me whine. He listens to me complain. He encourages me when I'm feeling down. Most of all, as a true Christian brother, he loves me. You know, I can't imagine my life without him. We as Christians sometimes get into the habit of being on the sidelines, yeah? Caring. We take a look at a guy like me and hear a story of transformation, and we stand on the sideline and we cheer. We clap for him and we encourage him. And we do those cheering kind of things. You know, it says in James, it says in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 15, suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. You know, I wonder how many of us in here today are being called by God to give seeds to the sower. Who is God asking you to give a chance to? Who is God asking you to mentor? Who is God asking you to show love to? I wonder, what would happen if we were all obedient to God's calling? You know, I can only imagine the harvest. Thank you.